I'm on a tram with students from an agriculture class at Mercer County High School. A red Dodge pickup truck pulls the tram, navigating the paved and gravel roads running through a research facility run by the agriculture giant Monsanto just south of Monmouth, Illinois. The roads have names such as Breeding Boulevard, Roundup Road, and Monsanto Mile. We pull up to a plot of field corn rustling in the wind on one of those autumn days when it still feels warm in the sun but chilly in the shade.
You guys can come on up here closer if you want.
The plot is roughly 100 feet by 20 feet.
All right, so this is your plot.
This is Troy Kazire. He's manager of the Learning Center.
This particular plot has had corn 3 years in a row now. So that's really a pretty important piece of information when you're making decisions on what you're going to do. What might that, how might that change some of your decisions? Yeah.
Not much nutrients in the soil as it would if you had beans or something.
Okay, so in particular, corn uses a lot of nitrogen, right?
This is one of 17 plots in this section of the research center. Each plot is used by a different high school from the region as they compete against each other in fantasy farming. Kazire says each school chooses a kind of corn seed hybrid. Monsanto gives them 10 options from their own stock. He says the students then make numerous other decisions, such as when to plant, how much nitrogen to use, whether to apply a fungicide. The goal is to grow the most corn on your school's plot.
It's almost like picking a fantasy football team, right? They're drafting their team, and you know the hybrid is like the quarterback, right? That's the first choice you're going to make. Nitrogen is kind of like the running back. That's carrying the load.
The schools give their instructions to Kazire early in the calendar year. Monsanto workers tend to the plots, following each school's wishes through the spring and summer. Then, in the fall, the students are bussed out to the farm to see how well their decisions fared. As part of these field trips, four students wade into the sea of corn in their school's plot.
If you get lost, follow the road.
They disappear into the center, then re-emerge after each has picked what they consider an average-size ear of corn from the plot. These are used to help estimate the yield, although the school's exact yield won't be known until the plots are harvested. One of the students sent into the plot is senior Nicholas Close.
The corn looked pretty clean, disease-wise. The ears look decent. Looks like it'll do good for us.
Close grows corn and soybeans for his FFA project, and he hopes to one day manage his family's farm. Close says it was cool to experiment with the crop as part of the fantasy farming contest.
Well, when the output might not be there because of the lower prices, we've learned to cut back some. Sometimes that's a good method to do, and that's what we tried this year. We tried 20-inch rows this year, which we think's a good practice to try.
This is the fourth year of Monsanto's fantasy farming competition. The company also runs competitions near Huxley, Iowa, and Gothenburg, Nebraska. Mercer County ag teacher Michael Chaussey says his school participates each year. He thinks it helps students develop an appreciation of the challenges farmers face.
What they have to think about and the potential of things going really well and things not working out so well. It's a lot of guesswork and it's a gamble.
Good luck, guys.
The students leave not knowing how well their gambles paid off. They'll find out after all the schools get a chance to visit their plots and all the corn is harvested. And just like in many fantasy football leagues, the teams are playing for more than just pride. Monsanto pays $1,000 to the school that produces the highest yield, and another $1,000 goes to the school that turns the largest profit. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Rich Egger.